Voters in Nicaragua go to the polls this Sunday to elect a new president. And the frontrunner is Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega, who is now perceived as an ally of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. The U.S. has warned of repercussions for the nation of 5 million should the Sandinistas regain power. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Managua and reports on how American involvement is playing out in the days before the election.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez warned that a Daniel Ortega victory on Sunday could endanger a free trade agreement with the U.S. and scare off foreign investors. Indiana Republican Congressman Dan Burton, who heads a subcommittee on hemispheric relations, recently visited Nicaragua and said that U.S. aid would be cut off if Ortega is elected. The American ambassador in Managua, Paul Trevelli, has actively encouraged conservative opponents of Ortega to unify under a single candidate, the better to defeat him. Even Oliver North, the former White House aide at the heart of the Iran-Contra scandal, was in Managua full of dire predictions. And this week, Republican representatives to Congress said they will seek to have one of the most important elements of Nicaragua's economy blocked if Ortega wins. This ad put out by Ortega's supporters has been playing over and over on Nicaraguan radio for the past 2 days.
The United States is keeping up its war against Daniel Ortega. The Yankees have just announced that if Daniel wins, they will block remittances to Nicaragua, like they have blockaded Cuba for years.
There is no doubt that the United States has again become a player in local politics here. Jaime Aparicio heads the Carter Center in Nicaragua.
It is very clear that from our point of view, we don't think that's healthy for the Nicaraguan democracy that other countries or other people interfere in their own business. We really think that this is a business that has to be decided by Nicaraguan people.
The Organization of American States and others have also decried what they term meddling. Jaime Morales is Ortega's vice presidential candidate, a former Contra who fought against him in the Civil War in the 1980s, who has now joined him in a campaign launched under the banner of reconciliation. He says he believes that the current U.S. administration and others in the U.S. Congress are stuck in the past, refighting the war.
They have not evolved, and they still think that the same factors exist here, those of 30 years ago. Those are attitudes that are pretty backwards, and they are held by ultra-conservatives that are still in very high positions in the U.S. power structures.
Maureen Meyer is the Washington Office on Latin America's associate for this region. She says the U.S. is not just refighting old battles, but a new one, too. And it has one name, Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's president.
Nicaragua is one of those key countries right now that actually has the possibility of perhaps having a left leader in power that would support Chavez and not as being a supportive to the United States government.
Hugo Chavez has openly supported Ortega's candidacy and has offered millions of barrels of oil on favorable terms to mayors that are part of the Sandinista alliance. And as much as the U.S. might be a boogeyman to the left in Nicaragua, Chavez is hated by the right, and opponents of Ortega here have brought him into the equation too.
Daniel Ortega. His campaign says it's one of peace. It talks of reconciliation. But he hasn't changed. The commandant is still embracing the radicalism of Fidel Castro. He still embraces the extremism of Hugo Chavez.
It finishes with the statement, Daniel Ortega is a danger to Nicaragua. It seems that yet again, Nicaragua is being buffeted by powers well outside its borders. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Managua.